This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is, should you invest in real estate during the coronavirus pandemic? Well, but before we get started, I just like to touch base with you. I'm hoping everybody is staying healthy and doing okay. But boy, you know, if the coronavirus wasn't one thing, all of the protesting, not so much the protesting, which I can understand, but the violence, the looting, and all the other things that are happening in reaction to the George Lloyd horrible death. And so I'm just hoping that you guys are okay, that you haven't gotten caught up in any of the dangerous spots or had any property damaged or, God forbid, anyone you know that has been hurt as a result of some of the violence out there. So nonetheless, just know that me and my family are praying for you guys and everybody out there. Just be cautious. And hopefully by the time this airs, I think things will have calmed down. And hopefully the violence and the looting will be hopefully stopped. But anyway, let's jump into the real estate stuff we've got on hand. First off, I've got a tip of the week. This is a unique one in that we've had a guest on our show named Lance Edwards. And Lance Edwards is sort of the guru of small apartment investing. I'm going to be talking a lot about getting started, but also to people who are already involved in real estate investing, maybe getting, buying properties at this time and what that means. And part of that might be, you know, some of you taking a decision to go into multifamily. Lance Edwards, a really, really good guy. He's got some great resources, a lot of good information, but there is a neat thing that he has is he actually has a website where he lists apartments that are for sale. And one of the things he encourages people that he coaches is to actually flip apartments. There are going to be some apartments you're going to come across that you necessarily don't want to keep yourself, but you can flip them. And those apartments are listed, and he has some that are, you know, perfectly fine apartments and some that are going to need some work, but there's different ones that are listed that are small apartments, and they may range from, you know, duplexes up through, you know, 30 units. And they're all listed on this one site. And it's something I've shared in previous shows, and I am going to have a link to that site for those of you that might be interested in going into apartments that maybe haven't started yet that want to start out smaller. And so that's going to be something you're going to have to go to the show notes for at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog and look for the episode, Should You Invest in Real Estate During Coronavirus Pandemic? There'll be a little link there and also a link to the show that Lance Edwards was on. So if you're thinking about investing in apartments and taking that step, sometimes it's a leap for some people, here's just another resource that you can find out about that has some pretty good deals on it. So just something you might want to know about. Well, let's go into our topic. Should you invest in real estate during the coronavirus pandemic? Well, you know, while both real estate investors and agents and brokers are facing new challenges as a result of the effects of COVID-19, this doesn't mean buying your first investment property or investing further in building your portfolio is impossible. Real estate activity is actually considered an essential business during these trying times. I don't know how many of you know that, but it is. And even though activity has slowed down considerably, people are still buying and selling homes. Also, the government has amended lockdown legislation that was back on May 13th so that provided social distancing rules are followed. Agents, brokers can open and do viewings of homes, multifamily properties as well. And this means that activity in the U.S. housing market is bound to get back up. Investors should, you know, really look at the opportunity that might be there now. Now, I was in contract to sell a property. I had a contract from a buyer, and then when the virus hit, boom, you know, they were just out, and they didn't want to go through with it. It was one of their first investment properties, and they were, you know, really scared and so forth. And I was going to make a big deal. I could have kept the deposit or whatever, but I understood where they were coming from. But there are a number of people out there that are reluctant to, you know, either buy or sell. Well, there are those that are selling. I think if somebody would have came up behind this person to me and made me the right offer, I would have sold in a minute because I was ready to sell that property. And it was one of my smaller properties I didn't want to, you know, hold on to any longer. I think the opportunities to buy are very good. Why is it a good time to buy? Well, before we get into sort of the tips here, and I've got 8 tips for you on buying during this time, whether it's your first investment property or just expand your portfolio or maybe expand into multifamily, let's look at why now is a good time to invest. Now, first off, many people are scared to invest right now. They're scared about the economy, about qualifying for loans. All sorts of factors that have them sort of reluctant, and many are just holding onto their cash because they don't really know. There's uncertainty about, you know, will they have their job or their business or what may happen. So there are people, though, that on the other side too, that they want to sell, and so as a result, there are fewer buyers in the market right now because of the reluctancy. Therefore, home values and prices are going down in certain areas. Now, although experts don't forecast a housing market crash in 2020 as of yet, they do expect home prices to keep declining for at least a few more months. For real estate investors, this means you can get a good deal at an affordable price in traditionally overpriced markets like big cities like New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Moreover, the cause of the current crisis is not directly related to real estate. So experts forecast that 2021 U.S. housing market may bounce back relatively quickly. Experts believe that home prices and values will be back to their pre-pandemic levels within a few months after the end of the coronavirus, whenever that may be. Now, some states are almost fully functional right now. I know in California, they're really dragging their feet a lot. So it's going to range around there as to when that recovery may happen. But we also have to get people back to work, and a lot of other things have to happen as well. So as a result of this predicted real estate boom, buying rental property now means you'll make money later on from both the potential rental income and price appreciation. Thirdly, because there are fewer home buyers on the market, distressed sellers are desperate and motivated to sell to anybody. Accordingly, you can easily be buying your first property investment or picking up some good deals for your existing portfolio from these motivated sellers at below market value. This is one of the best ways to optimize the rate of return on rental property. And finally, fewer home buyers amid the current uncertainties also means many people will keep renting. So it means that the long-term renters are going to be a good positive thing in this marketplace. They're not so quickly to hop around or jump to the next place, especially if they're on unemployment, which obviously millions and millions of people are. All of this explains why now is a good time for buying rental property and or starting your first real estate investing. So how to buy real estate property during COVID-19? Now, you know the reasons for and the benefits of investing in rental properties in 2020 and beyond. However, if you want to be successful, here are a few key tips and rules for buying right during the pandemic. Number one, define your investment goals. And I recommend this to anybody that buys real estate, period, for investment purposes, is that you need to have a plan, a strategic plan developed, and clearly defined goals. For example, determine if you want to buy single-family properties or a multifamily property. Generally, multifamily properties generate more cash flow, but single-family homes are easier to sell if you need to liquidate or want to sell quickly. Or perhaps you're more interested in condo investments or short-term rentals, such as Airbnb and so forth, due to their low-maintenance nature. In any case, you should understand the different types of rental properties and decide which type meets what you're looking for and helps you achieve your goals. It's also smart to narrow down a price point. As I'll discuss a little bit later on, you should expect to at least have, 20% down for an investment property. Now, if sellers are, truly desperate, you might be able to negotiate maybe even owner carry back or seller financing. Or maybe you might be able to get an FHA loan with a 3% down. But, be ready that the deals are generally going to come, boom, you're going to need to have the right down payment. There might not be a lot of time to negotiate. If you want to finance your property, then it's wise to use whatever figure it is that you think you can afford to set your budget. Other things to consider when buying a rental property is to include in your budget are, of course, your closing costs and interest rates. Now, interest rates are phenomenally low, and there are some great deals out there if you can get those good rates. If you want to make repairs before renting the house out, that's another cost that you're going to have to add into your budget if you're going to upgrade or do something like that. Or maybe it's a property that needs some work. And speaking of making repairs, that's another thing to determine before buying your first investment property. Ask yourself, how much effort am I willing to put into the property? Investors typically find the best value properties that need some repairs, but this creates additional work. It means time that you're going to have to devote to that. Alternatively, you can focus on finding a rental property investment that is rent ready, almost like turnkey. There's no right or wrong answer here, but considering these issues, it helps you a lot when it comes time to actually search for the property that meets your criteria. Tip number two, buy in a market with affordable prices. As mentioned, the first reason for investing in real estate in 2020, despite the COVID-19 pandemic, is declining home prices. This, however, doesn't mean that properties have become affordable everywhere across the U.S. real estate market. Going back to basics, location is key for profitable real estate investing. Some markets are experiencing significant drops in home prices, while others are barely seeing any change. So instead of focusing your investment property search in a specific market, you should be more flexible in this area to take advantage of the current situation. Now, got to keep in mind, just because prices are going down doesn't necessarily mean it's a good market. There may be problems in that market too. So you have to be aware that declining prices doesn't mean it's a good market to buy in. The next item on your checklist to buying your first investment property or expanding your portfolio is to find areas that are experiencing the highest drops in home values. Yes, finding those discount areas are great, but then you're going to have to also look at what's the turnaround going to be like. Is that an area that is on the decline in a serious wave and it could be for a while, or is it only temporarily offset? These locations are sometimes some of the best places to buy rental property, and there are some important benefits to buying cheap rental properties. First off, this lowers both your initial investment costs, down payment and closing fees, and reoccurring expenses like monthly mortgage payments, property tax, home insurance, etc. In turn, this automatically enhances your return on investment. Besides, investing in affordable home rentals lowers the risk of defaulting on your mortgage payments and ending up in foreclosure. Most importantly, housing markets that took the largest plunges in home prices will experience the highest appreciation rates when the pandemic subsides and things go back to normal. So cities, for example, like Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Cleveland, Huntsville, Alabama, have all the right stuff to be able to pick up where they left off. Once, for example, the tourist business returns to Orlando, I mean, it's going to be booming and zooming again. And there's a lot of job growth. There's a lot of other good positive factors that are going on there too. So, those are factors that you have to look at as well in picking the right market. Number three, consider investing in smaller markets. Now, one mistake that beginning investors make is that they'll only consider buying rental property in major cities. And I say this is a mistake for a few reasons. First off, major cities like New York, Seattle, San Francisco are known to be very expensive. While rental properties in these cities have high rental income potential, they're not affordable, which contradicts our previous tip. Moreover, expensive properties also have higher costs and expenses, which means you may not be able to get a good ROI. Another reason why you may want to avoid buying your first investment property in major cities is how badly these locations have been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. And a lot depends on the policies that the governors and the mayors of those cities, what kind of rules they have. They may have imposed a real strict rent freeze in those areas, rent control, or maybe there's other policies because of the pandemic that people don't have to pay rent for a year. There's all kinds of strange things out there. So you got to be cautious of those things. So smaller markets are less likely to have these kinds of issues. Alternatively, one important lesson that coronavirus is teaching us about real estate is that small, isolated locations may be optimal for investing. Research shows that housing markets in smaller towns have been less impacted by the pandemic. These areas are generally less connected to the global economy, meaning they're better protected against different types of crises. Also, demand for rural homes has gone up as people begin to flee the big cities dealing with high numbers of coronavirus cases. I don't know if you are aware of this, but just do a Google search right now on RV sales. They've gone through the ceiling. Tons of people are buying RVs and they're just taking off and they're just traveling around the country and going to remote places because they don't want to get stuck in the big cities. So, and these people, who knows where they're going to end up? Maybe they're going to stay in their RV for a while. I mean, they've already learned how to homeschool and they can grab their kids and go with them or who knows what's going on with that. But there is this change and a shifting dynamic that's happened as a result of coronavirus in terms of where people want to live. Affordable prices and costs combined with good rental income is a recipe for positive cash flow in real estate, especially if you look at these smaller towns. Tip number four, secure a mortgage with low rates. That's key. I mean, the one of the main reasons right now to buy is because of these amazing rates. And so if you have enough capital to buy an investment property with cash, you can skip this tip. But if you're financing a rental property investment, you need to figure out where the money will come from. Financing an investment property can be different from financing a primary home. Okay, at this time, lenders are just avoiding any kind of high risk type of lending. As a result, investors need to meet certain qualifications to get approval, and the rates may not be as good as a home that you might be living in. If you can house hack, boom, you can do it, get the good rate. But if you can't, do expect slightly higher rates. And there are different options when it comes to investment property financing. Whichever type you choose depends on personal factors, but the 30-year fixed rate mortgage is what investors opt for the most. To qualify for this type of mortgage, you need a credit score of at least 680, an ideal score of 740 or higher, a 2-year job history at a U.S. company. Self-employed individuals need to prove their monthly income and their financial stability for the past 3 to 5 years. Of course, they're going to ask you for bank statements and other things to show that you in fact do have a steady income stream. You need to have cash available for the down payment. Again, if you can do 20%, that'd be the best. Have cash available that can cover at least 6 months of expenses. And a lot of lenders will be looking for this if they know it's a rental property. And also maintain a consistently low debt to income ratio. That's key, especially at times where there's a lot of unemployment. One of the important rules for buying your first investment property, if it is a first, is to be pre-approved for a mortgage before you start looking for a rental property for sale. So you can get a lot of that paperwork out of the way so that when you do find a good deal, you can move quickly on it. So pre-approvals, if you can get them, are the best way to go. This will give you a better idea of how much you can spend on a property and not waste time analyzing properties that you can't afford. Rental property mortgage rates are now, as you know, at an all-time low. So if you qualify, you can easily obtain a loan with a low mortgage rate. This is another reason to invest in rentals in 2020 and something to take advantage of while you can. Tip number 5, work with a good real estate agent or commercial broker. Investing in rental property for beginners especially can be overwhelming. That's why working with an agent broker is always a good idea, and especially during the coronavirus pandemic. This window will not be open that long, and you don't really have time to, you know, to just kind of drag your feet, maybe even do direct mail effort or other types of campaigns, because this could turn around in, you know, a matter of months, and these deals may not be there, 3, 6, 9 months down the road. Real estate agents and brokers are professionals with lots of connections and access to plenty of resources that will help you out. So it's a good idea. I know a lot of us like to try to find our own properties and not mess with agents, but it's a time game. If you can find the right person that can really, and these guys are looking for business because a lot of their business has been cut off because of people's apprehension and so forth to invest or to buy right now. So if you can get somebody that can really work for you, you might be able to find some things pretty quickly. And, you know, don't worry, you won't have to pay a fee to a buyer's agent. In real estate transactions, the seller's agent is the one who gets the commission. If you as a buyer come with your own real estate agent, the seller's agent will split his or her commission generally with your agent after closing the deal. So tip number 6, find investment properties online. Now, there are numerous ways for a real estate investor to find rental properties, some traditional while others are more advanced. One of the most traditional ways of finding rental properties for people is called driving for dollars. We've talked about that here. But if you're not looking in your area, if maybe it's not a good idea to buy in your area, then you can also do Google mapping online for dollars and actually find areas that look good statistically and dig in and literally Google map that an address in that area and go up and down the streets and start looking for what might be good opportunities. There are also places like roofstock.com, who has been a sponsor on this show, that they're just listings for investors. There are properties listed that have tenants already in place and they meet their high criteria, so you know you're getting a property that has a proven record. And you can go on roofstock.com. I'll have a link there. You can look for rental properties. And there are other sites like that too. While you can try, you know, the traditional methods, like I mentioned earlier, you know, direct mail or networking, you're not going to have a lot of time for that this time. And probably the best option is just to get online and see what you can find. Start looking at listings. But hopefully, you know, maybe you'll find a pre-foreclosure or you'll find something that's isn't quite listed yet that you might be able to negotiate something better. This is a good, you know, a good place to go. You know, looking online is hopefully a good solution for you as well. And I'll have some other resources listed that that can help you find properties online. Number 7, look for distressed home sellers. Well, of course, this is where you're going to find your best deals. And as mentioned earlier, one benefit of buying your first investment property during COVID-19 is the fact that there are motivated sellers in the market. I mean, some industries are just disappearing or have just been hit so hard that people are going to be anxious to get out of their homes. Now, whether, you know, maybe it's somebody who owns a restaurant or, another business that really is just, it's going to be real tough with some of the requirements that they're putting in there once they're operable again, that many people won't be able to make money. So people are going to be making major career shifts and changes, and that means that there's going to be distressed property owners who really are going to be looking for a quick transaction. And if you can be prepared, you can, you know, not only help somebody out that's in need, but you can also find a good deal as an investment too for the long term. If a real estate investor shows interest in, you know, somebody, a motivated seller's property, the person, again, will be relieved and might even accept offers much lower than the original asking price, just so that they can move on with their life and get going. So that might be a good place to find below market value properties. And final tip here, number 8, analyze potential real estate deals. Now, a common mistake, especially for newbies when buying rental property for the first time, is to look at properties through a homeowner's eyes. Now, investment properties are very different. You know, a lot of people get real emotional when it comes to buying their own home, but you're not looking at a place that you're going to be moving into. It's, unless you're house hacking or something, it's you got to just strictly look at the numbers. And beginners might miss out on a potentially good real estate investment just because they didn't like the kitchen, for example, or the bathroom, or the closets weren't big enough in the master bedroom. These are not issues that necessarily are going to be a big issue for a rentable property. You have other criteria that you need to meet. So as a real estate investor, your top priority should be to find investment properties that generate cash flow. And that's the key consideration there. So remember, when you're looking for a property, you got to look at the numbers. And I'll have some links also there to some of our podcasts that we've had on analyzing properties. So, you know, you've got to be able to understand, income, expenses, cash flow, cash on cash return, cap rates, ROI. All of these metrics are really key to calculating out the best deals. And there are some good online services out there. Bigger Pockets lets you, they have a great analyzer online software that'll generate PDFs for you and give you a whole report on a property. I think if you join, those are free. I think you have a couple of them you can have access to for free. But if you want more, then you have to join, which is pretty reasonable for all you get with Bigger Pockets. So that's also a great resource. You know, the bottom line is, it might be surprising, but COVID-19 pandemic has created some good opportunities to make money for real estate investors. So if you can move quick and you're able to get going here, you should be able to find some good deals out there. Again, you know, set your criteria, put a plan together, and know exactly what it is you're looking for. So if you find a property that's right for investing in real estate, you have good job stability and you can get financing at historically low rates, buying a rental property might be a wise choice even under current circumstances. Now that you understand what to look for when buying, you know, that first property or expanding your portfolio during these times, make sure to follow those 8 tips. Enjoy a profitable real estate career in 2020 and beyond. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today, including some links I'm going to be throwing in there as little bonuses there, they can all be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled, Should You Invest in Real Estate During the Coronavirus Pandemic? So until next time, remember, cash flow is king, and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.